Hey everyone. Last week I left you with the task of thinking through what church might have looked like for Jesus while he was on earth. What did he do with his disciples when they were gathered, and more importantly, why? I hope that got you thinking about what church gatherings should look like and that was helpful for your own thinking. This week we're going to think about how we can or can't or shouldn't measure ourselves as a church. This journey towards becoming a healthier church began because we realized as a group and individually that we were feeling unhappy with our spiritual lives. What we haven't done yet is measure in some way how we're actually going with our spiritual lives. Like, we feel unhappy, we feel as though we're not doing well as a church, but is it because of internal or external circumstances? Or maybe are we objectively doing well as a church and it's just our feelings don't match? If we can't, or if we don't know how to measure it, we won't really know how we're progressing on this journey, and we won't even know if we should even worry about how we're feeling. The reason we haven't measured it is because it's really hard to measure in any meaningful way. I don't think anyone in our church has experience being a cafe owner, but we could all probably come up with a few ways of measuring how well a cafe is doing without much thought. We would probably measure how many customers you get each day, the amount of good or bad reviews online, the amount of revenue or profit you're generating. There's definitely a lot more to it, but for the most part, we could probably figure out how to measure success in the cafe. So why is it so much trickier to know how to measure success in the church? Can't we just measure the number of ministries or social events we have each week? Maybe count the midweek group, kids' church, a bushwalk, the more the better probably. Or can't we measure how many people liked the sermon or how much offering was given last week? There's good reasons to track those things, but when we use those metrics to see how healthy our church is, we instinctively know it kind of hollows out church. Even if we can't put our fingers on what church is yet, we know that at its core, it's not just its ministries or just its numbers. It's not a cafe and it's not a business. So while those types of numbers are important to keep track of for lots of reasons, we shouldn't care about them like a business cares about them. So what is church? That's the question we've been pondering for a few weeks now, and it'll take us a while longer still to get a satisfying answer, and then even more time to dive into what it looks like in our own church setting. But to start with, the Bible has a bunch of unusual metaphors that it uses for the church, like the church is the bride of Christ, or the church is the temple of God made of living stones, which are us. Probably the main metaphor that comes to mind is that the church is the body of Christ. It's this uplifting picture of different body parts with different things to offer being united and mutually building up the whole body. Some parts are less presentable and so they're treated with more modesty. Some parts lack honour, so more honour is given to them. In 1 Corinthians, Paul kind of sums up the idea by saying, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. In all these metaphors the Bible uses, we get a really unusual but enticing picture of what church is. And the picture that it paints is definitely not businessy. So how do we measure these things that the church is? How do we measure brideness or living stoneness or bodiness? We probably can't use the metrics we use for business. So what do we use instead? That's a question we'll all be thinking about, and especially the EMT will be thinking about as we go through this journey of becoming a healthier church again. For right now, as you go about your week, I'd love you guys to think about what measures you use to gauge if a church is healthy or not. We all have our instinctive measures, and the end result of it is that we feel happy or unhappy or angry or excited by church. But try to break down that a bit more for yourself. Imagine you've moved to a new country and are looking for a church to be a part of. What things would you look for? That'll probably show you how you measure a church. And then ask yourself, are these things I'm looking for more indicative of a body or of a business? What instinctive measures do you use that are good measures of a church, and what are not so good? Keep sharing your thoughts with me and with each other, and throw them on Padlet, and I'll see you soon.